This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So you know my favorite word is free.
Yes, it is.
I like cheap.
But free is better.
And I like things you can do with your kids.
Okay.
But I understand that not everyone has kids. So this weekend we have the option with kids, without kids.
All right.
If you're a permanent kid like some of us, you can choose from both menus.
Right.
And many of these things are free. Tonight, with kids.
All right.
Battle-rama weekend at Devil's Den State Park.
They've been doing this for more than 20 years, I think.
And two of the coolest events are tonight. There's a Listen to the Bats program at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done that?
No, but it sounds very intriguing.
You get to watch the bats come out of the bat boxes, which somehow sounds like we're talking about baseball, but we're not. And they have an echolocator, so you can actually hear their echolocation calls.
That just sounds so cool.
Which normally humans can't. And they said last year they saw 100 bats coming out of the bat boxes. And at 9:30, there's a mist netting, which also sort of sounds like baseball on a hot day. But grad students catch the bats to tag them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the closest you'll be to bats.
Mm.
So you can watch this process. And activities continue through Sunday. 761-3325.
You know, the most surprising thing to me about bats when you see them is how small they are.
They're so cute.
They're just itty-bitty things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And cute. Have you ever seen fruit bats, though, like they have at the zoo in Omaha?
I have, actually, yeah.
That look like puppies?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we digress.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning.
And that's all at Devil's Den tonight.
Right, and okay. All weekend through Sunday.
And free?
And free.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Johnson Festival Day.
In Johnson.
Car show, motorcycle show, petting zoo, flea market, music, 9 to 3, downtown Johnson. Most of that is?
Absolutely free.
Saturday afternoon. It's Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest national observance of the end of slavery in the United States. This year in Springdale, it's moving to Murphy Park and promises music and vendors and games and activities for the whole family from 3 to 7. It's?
Free.
Or, if you're in the River Valley, the Juneteenth Summer Jam starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Harry E. Kelly Park. Scheduled performers include Zap, Young Jock, Just Brittany, and VIC, and tickets are $15 at the gate.
So inexpensive.
And you can find out more about that at JuneteenthFortSmith.com. Saturday evening, there's a pool party.
What's not to like about that?
Hot dogs and homemade ice cream, 6:30 to 8:30 at Lake Fort Smith State Park. It's $5.
Well, that's a pretty place, too.
Call for reservations, 369-2469.
That pool's relatively new, just like 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Should be fun. And Sunday, the Mountain Street Stage Music Series continues at the Fayetteville Public Library with the Walter Savage Trio.
Free.
It's from 2 to 4, and it's free. Or you can go to the Spark Cafe in Bentonville with your kids and create a woven potholder from 2 to 4, and it's
free. All right.
So we did well on the free part.
Yeah, well, you got kids and you don't want to spend money. You got a good weekend ahead of you.
Now, if you think you're a grown up or you want to do things that involve more grown up endeavors, tonight is the kickoff of Celebrate the Springs.
In Eureka Springs.
An event remembering how Eureka was born. And it starts with wine and hors d'oeuvres at the Keels Creek Winery from 5:30 to 7:30. There will be a book signing for June Westfall and Kate Cooper's new book, Eureka Springs, City of Healing Waters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $25 at the door.
Okay.
Saturday morning's the summer book sale at the Fayetteville Public Library.
That can be a very dangerous thing.
Uh-huh. I'm still trying to put away books from last year. That's from 9 to noon in the parking garage at the Rock Street entrance. I'll elbow you out of my way. Saturday afternoon is the Sparkling Wine Extravaganza.
At Walton Arts Center.
At 4:30 at Walton Arts Center. It's part of the Art of Wine Festival, but it's a new and less pricey event. Mm-hmm. It's $30. Or the Premier Tasting is at 6, and it's $150.
All of the proceeds from the Art of Wine help support the education for area schools at Walton
right,
Arts Center
the
does.
Education programs.
Right.
Saturday evening is one of your last two chances to see God of Carnage at Rogers Little Theater. It is described as a comedy of manners without the manners.
It's about a kid who's been bullied and the parents that come together and try to figure it out, and it escalates into chaos.
Not unlike a Molière
drawing
room comedy about manners. Tickets are $10 to $45, obviously, with dinner for $45. 631-8988. And on Sunday evening, Ted Nugent's at the Amp.
Not at all like a Molière.
No, not like anything I can. Well, without the manners.
Yes.
You know, the best part about seeing Nugent last year or the year before was the sound system was not such that one could understand him. So you could just listen to the music. 7:30. Tickets are $17 to $77 at 443-5600.
Okay. Well, plenty of options. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.